Kathmandu. Relentless monsoon rains over the past 36 hours have triggered devastating landslides and flash floods across Nepal, killing at least 22 people, blocking key highways, and washing away bridges. 18 people were confirmed dead in separate landslides in Ilam district, near Nepal's eastern border with India, according to police spokesperson Bainad Gamir. Three more lost their lives in lightning strikes in the country's southern plains, while one person was killed in flooding in Udaipur district. At least 11 others have been reported missing after being swept away by swollen rivers since Saturday. Rescue efforts for them are ongoing, said Shanti Mahat, spokesperson for the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA. Torrents of mud and debris have blocked or washed away major roads, leaving hundreds of travelers stranded. Domestic air services have also been heavily disrupted, although international flights continue to operate from Kathmandu. In the southeastern plains, the Koshi River has risen well above the danger mark. The water flow is more than double the normal level, said Dharmendra Kumar Mishra, governor of Sunsari district. He added that all 56 sluice gates of the Koshi barrage have been opened to release excess water, compared with just a dozen during normal conditions. Authorities are preparing to restrict heavy vehicles from crossing the bridge as a precaution. In the Kathmandu Valley, rivers have burst their banks, submerging roads and homes and cutting off several parts of the capital from the rest of the country by road. The flooding has disrupted movement within the hill-ringed city, where emergency teams are working to clear blocked routes and assist residents in inundated neighborhoods. Landslides and flash floods pose a recurring threat in Nepal's rugged terrain during the monsoon season, which typically spans from mid-June to mid-September. Each year, hundreds lose their lives as heavy rains trigger slope failures and river overflows. Weather officials warned that rain is likely to continue until Monday, prompting authorities to step up relief efforts. "We are taking maximum precautions and extending all possible support to those affected," Mahat said.